Hey! Welcome to another episode of, what did we end up naming ourselves?
Star-Spangled Eurovision!
Woo! Episode 4, Alex learns what our podcast is called.
The plot thickens.
Okay, so today, moving on through, we're going to be going over the second half of the second semifinal, the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. This is our last semifinal feature. And then next episode, we'll be going over the Big Five plus Portugal, who automatically qualifies for the final. So
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's exciting. This is going to be an interesting second half of the second semifinal with some, I feel like, very polarizing songs. So should we dive right in, Bart?
Yep.
Including Poland. No? I'm sorry, you said polarizing. Yep.
Okay. Bart?
Well, first we're going to start off with Georgia, the country, not the state.
Like you don't have to qualify that in this podcast.
You know, we don't need your coastal elitism here. I'm just trying to be accessible for anyone to be able to, like, pick up this random podcast they found, like, deep in the troves of Apple Podcasts, which we're not even on yet.
We're trying.
Deep in the troves of whatever podcast site you use. And understand it, but we are going to do ethno jazz band Irao with their song For You.
So I think it's like a really beautiful piece of music. It's just not for Eurovision.
Okay, Max, you can say it. Like, it's boring.
No, like... no. Okay. I was, like, walking down the street once, and this came on Spotify, and I was listening to it, and it was, like, really pretty because it was a nice day, and it was beautiful. I was into it. For Eurovision, not so much. Just because it's so low impact, there's not much going on as far as just to draw you in. And I understand, like, it's like this beautiful ethnic piece, like it features Georgian polyphonic singing, which is like a UNESCO protected traditional musical thing. But it's kind of boring relative to everything else. Yeah, okay. I'll admit it.
Thank you.
It's just boring. I mean, like, I'm sure it is an artistic achievement, but I just, like... Most songs you're gonna be like, okay, this is like, you know, not the best pop, but I can imagine it on the radio and it's a little catchy. Like, this does not take that approach, and I think that it kind of shows why. It's just not that memorable. It's cool, but yeah, I'm not gonna like press replay on that song anytime soon.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a certain mood that you're in when either you're at Eurovision or you're watching Eurovision and you're looking for certain emotions. Either you're looking for, like, you know, to get up and dance and go crazy, or you're looking for something that's, like, really touching inside, and this is more like, maybe if I were, like, in a Georgian church or something, like, I would be super impressed by this, but this is just not the environment for this song, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree.
Are we ready for the next one?
I guess so.
We now have Poland, which is bringing us Gromi featuring Lukasz Meyer with Light Me Up. When I'm running through my life, so help me to ignite the spark I feel inside. So help me now. Light me up now, baby. Light me up, tell me where to go. Light me up now, baby. Light me up and tell me where to go. Tell me where to go. So I do have to say, as someone whose family is Polish American, like, I can't really hate the song too much. I have to admit that it is, like, clearly an Avicii ripoff, R.I.P. in peace, Avicii, that, like, is also therefore coming, like, 5 years past where, like, this song would have been good for Eurovision, but it's definitely still, like, likable. I mean, it's kind of throwaway pop music, but...
This is a really good car jam.
Yeah, it's definitely not great live, the recorded version's a lot better, but, like, I do have to say, it, like, it doesn't make me unhappy. Like, it is a pleasing enough song to listen to.
The chorus is like, light me up, baby. So like, if it made you super unhappy, like...
They would not be doing their jobs right now.
Yeah.
And they fulfilled that, like, very low bar to clear.
I feel like Poland, for me, is always, like, their entries, for at least for me personally, tend to be, like, in the top 15 maybe or so each time. Like, I think they do a pretty good job.
Speaking of low bars to clear.
Yeah.
Top 15 of, like, 40 songs, well, but no. Whatever.
Actually, no, that's a pretty, like, high, you know, consistently in the 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to like their entries. I think that this one is... not as good and unique as the other ones. Like, honestly, when you said this was the song you're gonna listen to, I didn't even remember what it sounded like, but I'm definitely gonna jam to it at Eurovision, have a good time.
I mean, yeah, it's a fun song, I enjoy it, it's just a good EDM track, but I don't think it stands out that much. It's not very unique, but it's Poland, you know, their diaspora is gonna vote for it anyway, so they're definitely gonna make it out of the semifinal and do, like, okay in the final. They're not gonna win, but it'll do fine.
Okay, I don't think we need, like, the racial dog whistling of, like, talking about the Polish diaspora right now.
Oh my god,
now.
It's not Max. Racial dog whistling, it's that's not, just okay. How people vote, okay?
I am
You
literally just said, as a Polish American, I feel like I have to like this, so fuck off.
I mean, he does have a point.
Anyways, so now, before we can get into this Russian-Polish feud more, let's...
For the record, I was not into Russia, even though I'm Russian-American.
Okay, yes, because
you
Russia...
You just wasn't going to boo at Russia.
Because Poland didn't fuck over our democracy, they only fucked over their own democracy. So it's, like, not quite as bad.
Fine.
Okay, but no, let's not even get started, because you were giving me shit for Denmark, who has never done anything to you, okay? Whereas Poland has a whole bunch of baggage lying around that I don't even want to get into right now.
Fine. Let's move on.
I'm not going to get into this right now. So we're going to go to Malta, which I think we can at least agree upon as a non-controversial country in most senses. Actually, I don't even want to make that a statement.
Yeah,
no. But they are sending Christabel with the song Taboo.
Talking about while we were watching it was apparently the song is about mental illness and
mental health and something
like
that.
And I don't really get it, but then if you watch like the live performance, they have words like seek help and stuff like projected
strong
in the background.
Seek help.
And it's like, I feel like you also knew that this wasn't coming through in the lyrics and you had to like overcorrect with the staging.
Yeah. I feel like on this song, there's, like, a lot of, like, components that, like, almost make a really good Eurovision song, and it just, like, kind of, like, falls short in each way. Like, it almost has a message, but not quite. Like, it's, like, almost catchy enough to be a good pop song, but then, like, it's kind of forgettable. And
she
then,
almost
like,
sings on key in the national performance, but doesn't quite.
Like, yes.
But I would say, like, the difference between this one and the one that we listened to in the beginning by Georgia... Like, this is more of that traditional Eurovision, like, it'll make it farther. And I think that you're going to remember this one more than you're going to remember that one, because it kind of hits those points. And if the staging is on point, then I don't see any reason why they wouldn't make it out of the semis.
I just don't think it's strong enough, but that this is like a weird semifinal with a lot of meh. So it very much might. So we'll see, I guess. Good luck, Malta, I guess.
Good luck to all of our competitors. We wish you all well.
Except
for Russia. So now we're going to head to Hungary, back to more problematic states in the European Union. And this is going, they're bringing us AWS and the song Viszlát Nyár, which I'm sure, I'm sorry, Hungarians, we don't know how to pronounce that language.
Viszlát Nyár.
Yeah? Yeah, I mean, sounds right to me.
It's in the song. El a szíveden a jel, mi a földről az égig emel. Viszlát nyár, most már elkéstél. Mert azt hazudtad, hogy enyém leszel, de nem jöttél. Viszlát álom, köszönöm, hogy eltűntél. Most már ideje visszakapnom, amiket elvettél. Oh my god, I'm so excited that Hungary is sending this, just because, one, there's usually like one or two metal acts a year, but they're always cheesy garbage. Even when they win, like Lordi in 2006.
Okay, that wasn't cheesy, that was amazing.
Okay, but it's always like old, like classic metal or classic hard rock, right? Or like something that's like, you know, 5 or 10 years past its, I don't know.
Okay, I would argue
now.
Lord is not classic.
Whatever. Anyway, what I'm saying is, like, for once someone's sending, like, an actual, like, modern metal song. And it's good. And it's fun. And the staging is impeccable. And they sound great. And I think they're going to do pretty well because it's just, I don't know, it's very different from everything else. It's a little out there. And it's a lot of fun. And you better fucking believe if there is such a thing as a Eurovision mosh pit, I will be in it.
Okay, so I would just say that the only reason why Lord won with the metal song...
Lordi!
Sorry!
Not Lord!
I know, I keep messing up. The only reason why they won with the metal song is because they were dressed like monsters, and their staging was incredibly memorable. Like, people were like, what the hell is going on? I don't know, so people voted for it.
Well, that's my point. Like, it's always kitschy.
Yeah,
it's never, like, serious, which this is kind of is.
Yeah, but I don't think, honestly, I don't think that Eurovision is a metal crowd. And I don't think that people are gonna give it the justice that it deserves for the genre that it's in. Because this isn't the type of crowd that caters to it.
I mean, I agree. It's just, I think it's just a really well-crafted song, and so different that it's memorable enough that the people who are watching, even casually, who are just like, yeah, fuck yeah, Hungary, will vote for that, as opposed to like one of like the
EU
50...
are not going to say, oh yeah, Hungary, you go, girl.
Okay, that's never stopped people from voting for Russia. It's not going to stop people from voting for Hungary.
It's because of the diaspora. But anyways, yeah, all heavy metal sounds the same to me, and this sounds like every other heavy metal song I've ever heard, but I will take Max's opinion that it's good, and just leave my word at that.
What a compliment! That has never happened, ever.
I mean, with that said, like, I never want to listen to that song again, but...
I'm pretty sure Bart's exact words were, when this song comes out, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I mean, I'll have been drinking, and I need at least one bathroom break, and I think that's a good song for it. But before we can get into a fight about that now, we will move ahead to Latvia with Laura Rosado and Funny Girl.
Ain't it funny, ain't it funny? I made you laugh every time we spoke. I locked my heart in hesitation, but somehow you cracked the code. I tore down my walls and wrecked the ceiling. Ready to bury it all. Falling apart.
have to say, like, in contrast to Hungry, which is not my type of song, this, like, hits all the boxes for, like, my fucking jam. She has, like, a great voice. Like, it's pretty sexy. We've all been there. We're like, you're the funny girl. I'm like, your man's bringing back someone who smells like some other girl's perfume. I think it's just, like, a very relatable song. I do have to say, like, upon, like, further listening, like, it's not very original, and it's, like, not a song that you keep coming back to a lot, but I think in, like, a first listen, it definitely is pretty engaging, and she's engaging, and it's just an overall very, like, solid jam.
Sounds like Alicia Keys 2.0, honestly. Like, kind of that, she has this similar, what's the word for it? Like, the way that,
sound.
I don't even know. Yeah, the sound, the way in which she sings.
I mean, so I don't disagree. I do like the song, and it's definitely catchy. It's definitely draws you in. The only thing is that it sounds a lot like Croatia's entry to me. I feel like they're kind of in the same boat. They're fighting for the same audience. They're in different semifinals, so that's not going to affect that. But if they're both in the final, easily they're going to divide the vote because they both have like a strong visual concept and they're like a sultry female singing about love.
So what are the diasporas?
Same jazzy thing. Latvia has a much larger diaspora, so Latvia might do better, but I'm just saying they're probably going to split the vote. So neither is going to do particularly well in the final if either one makes it.
Yeah, it's definitely not like a winner in my book, but I think that it is a solid song. But anyway, speaking to a country that really does traditionally do very well in Eurovision, we have Sweden with the song Dance You Off by Benjamin Ingrosso. Just wanna dance you So, I mean, Sweden always just sends, like, a perfect pop song, which I feel like definitely they don't let up doing that this year. I don't know, at first I thought the song was, like, a little bit boring, but it has really grown on me. It's just, like, the one song that kind of plays as, you, like, as you're listening to all the Eurovision songs, so you're like, yeah, like, that could be on the radio. It sounds like Justin Bieber, it sounds like a lot of, it's very new and fresh in a way that I feel like a lot of other songs don't always necessarily. Again, unlike Funny Girl, which I guess no one has smelled like someone's girl's perfume coming home. You actually have, like, it is very, like, you're at the club, you're dancing, you need to get over someone, this song comes on, and you're like, this is my song tonight! Like,
no,
we
no,
have all been there.
Like, you have this song with someone, and everyone's, like, dancing to it and saying that it's, like...
Yeah.
That's not what this song's about, you know? It's about getting over someone, you know?
I will say,
yeah, but do most, honestly, when most people are, like, dancing to music, are they like, what's the original intention behind this song? Because I really want to be in that moment. No, no one has ever been like that.
That's
the beat
not true. Some people really identify with songs and then go ham on the dance floor. Okay.
I will say on this song, the staging will obviously be incredible because it's Sweden. I'm always a little bit skeptical of songs that really rely on a falsetto, so I feel like that can sometimes not come off great live, but Max is here to disagree with me, so I guess we will just see how it comes out.
I mean, it did, like, in the, at the London Eurovision party when he performed, like, he was doing the high notes and he did them pretty well. So I have every confidence that he's going to be able to do it live. And it's a bop. Like, it's going to get everyone dancing. It's probably one of the danciest tracks this year, if not the danciest track. Maybe Cyprus instead.
Fuego.
Yeah, I would say up there with Fuego from Cyprus. It's like the two club banger songs.
And, like, when isn't Sweden, like, top 5 or top 10, right? Like, it's going to do well. It's going to definitely get out of the semifinal.
I think it's the like... maybe the most boring song that Sweden has done in a long time.
That's true.
But for Swedish standards, though, it's still going to do really well because they always do well. So it is one of my favorites, but still, in comparison of the history of Swedish entries, this one's kind of
boring. Bad for Sweden is still, like, top 10 Eurovision, so...
Could still win!
Definitely. Yeah. So, going on to the next song, which I'm going to make Max pronounce now and put him on the spot.
Okay.
We have Montenegro sending...
Vanya Radovanovic with the song Inje. It worked really well. That said, again, like Georgia, it's not gonna do well at Eurovision. It's too low impact, too slow, I think, to really catch anyone. I think it's gonna have its fans, certainly, but I don't know, it's not gonna stand out very much.
I will point out that, like, our friend Tendai said that this was his favorite song, so shout out to you, boy, but no, it's too low impact, it's not gonna win.
We just listened to it and I already forgot what it sounded like. Other than being like a guy singing and vaguely ethnic ballady sounding.
And I've had 2 glasses of wine and I'm like kind of tired after listening to the song.
Okay. But the video is really beautiful, so I think it definitely has a good setup to have a good staging. And so
he's not gonna be floating over the water with God.
Think outside the box, Alex. Yeah, I still don't think it's going to make it out of the semifinal. I'm just trying to defend it because it's not as bad as everyone seems to think.
But, like, it's pretty bad.
But it's, yeah, okay.
Max just thinks he's hot, but...
That's true. He's low-key one of the hottest guys this year.
I thought he was cute until I heard that song.
He's got a beautiful voice, okay? Fine. Let's move on to Slovenia, who's sending Lea Sirk with the song Falene. Song was fun. It was really like kind of edgy. She has this great image, and just I was really into it. That said, listening to it without the staging, not as good, but that doesn't really matter at Eurovision, to be fair. So I think this could do really well, better than Slovenia has done in a long time. Mm-hmm. Especially better than last year was garbage.
I feel like this song proved something that, and I know that my opinion may seem slightly contradictory to what I've said before, it's not. I've just found the other songs to be boring, but I actually really like when smaller countries sing in their native language instead of it just being like, oh, the Italians sing Italian, French sing French. I'm actually super excited that Slovenia picked their own language, and I also thought that the song was really good. I agree with you completely, Max. It's not great just as a song, but with the staging, I think that it's actually really fun.
See, I just have to say, like, I think that she is very engaging, and I like her singing and the staging, obviously. But I feel like one of the themes I think has come up this year in Eurovision is that they're all kind of trying to do, like, the, like, new agey techno thing where the chorus is just, like, the beat dropping, and it's kind of, like, a pre-chorus pop song and, like, the pop drop. Yeah. And honestly, in this one, I mean, like, it is all about how good that beat is, and in this one, I feel like it really drops the ball. Like, I feel like I'm really along with her for her kind of, like, rapping and that, like, pre-chorus bridge singing, and I'm kind of with her. And then, like, the beat drops, quote unquote, and I'm like, this is really fucking annoying and sounds like a bad video game soundtrack. And just, like, and then, like, I just feel like for that, like, she really loses you there. And it just makes it hard for me to appreciate, the other aspects of the song that actually are quite good.
I mean, I agree when you're just listening to the song without watching the performance, but I just remember when watching the performance, like, it didn't take me aback as much because, you know, there's choreography, there's stuff, other stuff that's engaging you.
And the camera angles also do this drastic shift. Exactly. So you kind of expect it.
And so it doesn't bother me as much when you're watching the performance, assuming the staging is similar at the actual competition. But I do agree that, yeah, the drop is very disappointing.
Yeah, it's honestly, like, I just wish it was better, but I honestly find it a little grating. I feel like it's the only word I have for it.
Yeah.
And we've also been, like, trying to find a decent translation. We're still not completely sure what this song is about. It may be another feminist song, which, in that case, kudos to you, but we're not 100% sure at this point.
And anyone can offer, like, high-quality Slovenian translations. That might help, but otherwise we're not sure.
I just, like, because we know this song, the title means thank you, no, or, like, no thanks, and, like, the main part of the chorus as well. So that's kind of empowering, even if you don't really know what the rest of it is about, although, for all we know, it could be pretty problematic.
Yeah, they could just be like, hey, do you want the bill? And she's like, no thanks.
Do you want human rights? No thanks.
Well, finally, to close out semifinal two, we have Ukraine once again.
Melovin, I guess. I don't know. That's not a real word or name. With the song Under the Ladder.
And I really, really like the song. Like, it got me going, and I love listening to it on the way home. I just saw the live performance now, and yeah, like, he's a little odd with his contact lenses, but he's pretty good live. And the staging is gonna have to be a little bit different, but go Ukraine. This is good. I like it.
I don't hate it. It's very middling for me. What I really don't get is, like, I don't understand how his, like, weird, like, emo, sexy vampire look goes with the song. But, you know, all power to you if you have your, you know, your own look or whatever.
Yeah, definitely a little bit confused by the look and the vibe. But I do have to say, just, like, with the piano and the pyrotechnics and everything, like, it was a more engaging performance than I had expected it to be. And they have, like, a similarly interesting staging. The final, I do actually think it is kind of memorable. I feel like it has a good hook. It's not, like, blowing me away, but it's pretty good.
It's a good performance, and yeah, and a decent enough song, and I think this will do well. Ukraine generally does okay, with the exception of last year. They did not do great last year. But, it'll do fine.
I'm honestly excited to see where they land, because I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do great. But I would be very excited if they made it to the final, because I think, like, the song is, it's fun. Like, it's not the best one that's out there, but I would definitely be okay listening to it a couple more times.
Given this particular semifinal, I think it stands a good chance, because it's very hit or miss just for the entire second semifinal. And since we've now gone through all the songs, I guess we can talk about who do we think from the second semifinal is going to make it to the final.
I feel like I feel like there's, like, some clear standouts in, like, Australia and Sweden that will clearly go through, and then a few that are just horrible. And then there's like a lot of like middle ground, and then ones like Russia that could go through the diaspora, but like we'll see. Netherlands, which I never get why they go on because it's weird in country, but like that could go on. Norway, Alexander Rybak is so charismatic that that could push him through. Like Hungary is like the, like with the hard metal, I feel like that's always memorable. I don't know. Honestly, my one takeaway is that I thought I liked San Marino ironically, and now I can't stop listening to Who We Are, and I find it like, really enlightening. So like, I will personally be like praying that they somehow get through with what I'm sure will be a very bizarre and low budget performance.
Honestly, that's Moldova for me. I've spent the last week just like nonstop watching videos of them performing just their own various songs, and they are so cute. They always have so much fun. They're so earnest, and they're great, and I want them to do so well. Even though I really hated the song the first time I heard it, it's grown on me so much. So definitely most improved. Yeah, I think, well, Norway's gonna go through. Romania is not gonna go through. Serbia, I think, of like all the ethnically tinged songs, is probably by far the best. Would you guys agree?
I do have to say on that note, Greece from the first semifinal really grew on me over time, but yeah. That can be a better discussion for a different time.
Yeah.
I guess for me, like my top ones, obviously I'm from Denmark, so Denmark is real. I also just think that their song was really good.
And their staging's gonna be impeccable.
I think that he has a really good voice. Australia, honestly, I cannot stop listening to Australia.
So
it's insane. I wake up and I'm just like, I want to hear that song again. I also, Sweden, obviously, and Ukraine. I'm really rooting for Ukraine this time. If I had my druthers, like, Norway would be kicked out. I want, like, Alex to just not even make it to Portugal, honestly. That song is so annoying. I don't want to know how to write a song. Like, leave me alone.
Step three is, like, forget you have a performance and not show up on time.
Wonderful. Yeah, definitely want Hungary to go through.
Oh, also Moldova. I was going to agree with you with Moldova. It's such a fun song and a fun performance. And I really hope that they make it through with that.
Thoughts on, like, Latvia and Slovenia? Do we think they have a chance?
I want Slovenia to go on. I think that they deserve to go on. Compared to other songs that they put forth in the past, like, this is a song that I feel like should make it. Well, no, wait, let me take that back. It depends on the staging and how I feel seeing it live, but it has potential. It has a lot of potential. Okay. It's a good song. If the staging is right, they can make the beat drop. Like, they can crank for that in a performance.
Yeah, I do kind of hope Latvia goes through. I mean, I think it will depend if Laura brings, like, the glamour and some, like, Alicia Keys realness. But I guess we will find out and see how it's staged.
And can we all agree that Malta and Montenegro are not going to go through?
Oh, definitely.
We can probably agree on that.
And Georgia probably also won't make it through. Okay, well, that was another wonderful episode of Star Spangled Eurovision. Hope you all enjoyed our hot takes on the second half of the second semifinal. And next week we'll be coming at you with the Big Five and Portugal, the automatic qualifiers for the final. And I guess you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/StarSpangledEurovision, Instagram at StarSpangledEurovision, Twitter at SSC_pod. SoundCloud is where we host our stuff. We're now on Stitcher.
Stay tuned for iTunes.
Yeah, one day we will get on Apple Podcasts.
Maybe by next year, but
it'll happen.
We're working on it.
Thank you all, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.